Praise God, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Another Sunday. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And we are glad we are here today. Remember, I received a couple of messages, text messages, phone calls. Somebody is not well. Somebody is walking. And this happened and that happened, praise God.
Hallelujah.
But we're going to move on.
Amen.
In the spirit of the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen, amen,
amen,
amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
In my Father's house, there are many mansions. This is what our sister just said.
Hallelujah.
And if you look at the original meaning of that statement, it meant, in my Father's house, there are many abiding places.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. And of course, by now, we are understanding the coded language of the Lord Jesus. Because that language is coded. There's no house somewhere in the sky. You go to where you die. There's no house with different rooms and different mansions and different parlors, you know, where you have your spaghetti and your pizza and all that kind of stuff. Rather, we are being built up into a spiritual body, which is actually the Lord's body. Hallelujah. The Lord is saying that in God you all have a place. See it? I have gone and I have now come to gather you back to that place so that where I am, you will be also. It is a realm of awareness, a realm, a consciousness that is God. That God wants to gather every man into. Praise God.
Amen.
You don't just look down on yourself. Praise God. You don't have to be looking miserable and sad and downcast all the time. The days have come where the Lord has poured out His Spirit on all flesh.
Amen.
And He says they shall see visions.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. And they shall prophesy.
Amen.
Do you know what they are seeing? They are seeing visions of the mystery of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And the Lord said I should give a word today. And it's titled, The Power of the Tongue.
Hallelujah.
The Power of the Tongue. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I want us to understand the possibility of living a prosperous life. The way God designed for us. Because God never designed any man to suffer. Praise God. God did not design fear for man. That is not God's design for you. You see, but somewhere along the line, we fell out of place. And the Bible says that the Son has been revealed to put things in order. And that is to destroy the works of the devil. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the work of the devil is here. It's here in your mind. Amen.
Amen.
It's in your heart. It's in your comprehension. Praise God. The work of the devil is not somebody, a husband who left you. It's not somebody who stole your piece of land at home. It's not somebody who abused you the other day. It's not somebody who was angry with you the other day. See it? That's not the work of the devil. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We must understand these things. You know, Jesus Christ, when he was the days of his ministry, two brothers were fighting over a piece of land. And they took the land to Jesus to separate, to settle the matter. And Jesus Christ, you know what he told them? Man, what makes me judge over you? And he told them, look, my hand not there. Beware of what? Covetousness. Praise God. So you can see God is not in the affairs of men.
Hallelujah.
See, His ways are higher than our ways. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
His ways are what? Higher than our ways. He's not involved in your affairs. Hallelujah. All He wants from you is to come back to the knowledge of what? The truth. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And that truth, we're going to examine it. It's how you confess that truth. How you speak that truth that will determine whether you live in the realm of the living or in the realm of what the dead. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bear in mind that the tongue is connected to the mind.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. It's connected to the heart. I have believed, therefore have I Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It's what you have thought out that you speak. Somebody might be sitting down there behind in the congregation, not saying a word physically, audibly, but is speaking in the mind. Praise God. And I tell you, what you speak in your mind, what you speak with your tongue, determines whether you live or you die. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I'm going to show you the secrets today. In the book of Proverbs, it says what? Death and life is in the power of the tongue. Praise God. And you know what the Bible teachers taught us to what to do? They give you a bunch of verses in the Bible, and every morning you read those verses. I'm a child of God. I'm a this, I'm a that. Amen. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Praise God. And you see, people have put this in a tradition over the years to take a couple of scriptures, and they say that they are speaking life, that death and life is in the power of the tongue. See, all those are, how do I put it?
Religion.
It's simply dead religion. Praise God. And of course, when I say religion today, don't be offended. God did not come here to mock at you or to laugh at you, but rather God has come that you may have life and life abundantly.
Amen.
Life is the life of God. There's only one life. When he says he has come that you may have life and life abundantly, is the life of the Father, God. Hallelujah. Amen. And he wants you to reign in life, not tomorrow. Because religion will always tell you that something coming up tomorrow, something will come tomorrow, and you when that thing happens, a future event, suddenly you will enter into your enjoyment. But you keep forgetting that Jesus Christ says that the hour has come and now is, not tomorrow. For those of you who can hear and discern the truth, praise God. So the eternal life, enjoyment, because life is enjoyment. I've told you God is enjoyment. Praise God. Everything that is life, everything that is love, peace, beautiful, we can begin to experience it right now.
Amen.
That's why God is manifest to in us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. So our confession matters a lot. Amen. What we confess matters a lot. And you see, the first thing that Adam did that made Adam slip away from the light, Adam said, I am
naked.
I am
naked.
Adam forgot what it meant that I am the Lord, and besides me,
there is no other.
Adam fell out of alignment from the body of Christ. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Adam fell out of alignment from the body of Christ. And he said, I am afraid. I am naked. I am unworthy. I'm a sinner. I'm a mortal. Praise God. And that's why he heard the voices, dust to her, dust to return. See, and that is where the problem of man started. Adam slipped into the realm of death. Now bear in mind that Adam in the Garden of Eden represents you and I in the glory of God. Because now the glory of God or the Garden of Eden, like I've always said, is not somewhere in the Middle East, it's not somewhere in the sky. This is a spiritual reality that God has used parables or out of these verses in the Bible to explain to us. Hallelujah. A place where you are reigning in life, enjoyment, with all power. Hallelujah. Having everything under subjection, where there is no fear, where there is no pain. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But man lost all of that and is being restored today.
Amen.
By the revelation of the mystery of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Our sister spoke about it today, knowing who we are. Praise God. Coming back to our senses. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Adam's tongue was changed. Adam from that moment became what? A liar. Have you heard of the Bible when the Bible says all men are liars?
Yes.
You see, you think he's just speaking about all those lies that we speak, you know, the lies we say among ourselves as men. It's a higher thing. See, when the Bible says that no liar can find himself in the New Jerusalem, which is God's kingdom, people think it's petty lies that we tell each other. Amen. Oh, I'm not in. Tell you I'm not in. You see, and all that kind of stuff. We think that is, those are lies. Like I told you, those are things of what? Of men. See, when you say all men are liars, because all men are deviated from the truth. That is why Paul says, henceforth, let us speak truth one to another. Because we are what? We are members of each other. Because now we are knowing the truth of our true identities. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. Our ability to recognize who we are, our origin in God, and to walk in that reality now. Are you listening to me, brethren? Now is what will prosper you in all your goings. Hallelujah. I'm going now. Praise God. Amen. It's very important we understand these things. First of all, let us understand the prime objective. What is the prime objective of the gospel? What is the prime and just, you know, the prime objective? What is the major goal of the gospel? Let us meditate on these things today, because some people just think that the gospel means that, you know, if you accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you know, you go to heaven. Praise God. And that is all. What is the major goal of the gospel? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Now let us see the prayer of Jesus in John chapter 17, verse 21. John chapter 17, verse 21. Now these are verses that you still have to go back to read on your own and meditate on, because you need spiritual enlightenment to understand these verses. Praise God. Hallelujah. Like I've always told you, the letters that we read in the Bible are not, it's not the word of God. John chapter 17, verse 21. See, the word of God can only come to you by the Spirit. Praise God.
Amen.
You hear the word of God by the Spirit, not by letters. Now let us hear what Jesus Christ says. He says that they all may be one, as thou Father art in me, and I in thee. That they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. Praise God. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them. Now what is this glory? Look at what the glory is. That they may be one, even as we are one. I in them and thou in me, that they may be perfect in one. Now you can see the prayer of Jesus. Now he didn't pray that, you know, you have a, you know, a husband riding on a horse, on a white horse. Amen. He didn't pray that you have 1 million euros in your account. Amen. Praise God. Now that did he pray that everybody out there will be healed, physically healed. People think that Jesus Christ came to heal people physically and all that. That was the only objective. We're talking here of the main objective, the principal objective. Praise God. Because people are looking for other things apart from what is the real thing. Now, if Jesus Christ came to heal people who are sick on the street, that means his ministry is not finished. That means he did not succeed. Because he didn't heal everybody that during his time. That means he failed. When he says, Father, I have finished the work that you have sent me, well, that means he failed. If his work was to come here to heal all the blind people in Israel, or to heal all the lame people in Israel, that means his work is not finished. But that's not what he came to do. He came to reveal this mystery. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That we are all one in God. Praise God. The prayer is that we all receive the glory. What is the glory? All are sin and falling short of the glory. And this glory right now is being restored.
Amen.
That we may become one as He is one with the Father, so that we too can experience that oneness with the Father. That we are all one in God. Hallelujah. As we saw 2 weeks ago, I shared about the Ten Commandments. And I showed you that the Ten Commandments is actually, hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one. And you are all in that one. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When he says you shall worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, how do you worship the Lord in spirit and in truth? Is it by show? I'm in the spirit. You cannot. That is just, it's just religious. But don't be angry, brethren. When I'm telling this thing, please, I'm speaking to you with humility and with love. I might demonstrate in certain things, but don't be angry. Praise God. Just accept these things I'm telling you with the truth. Amen. Hallelujah. God knows what I've seen. I'm telling you, just accept it. Don't look at me as a man. Just receive what I'm preaching to you. Praise God. In spirit and in truth. What is spirit? How do you worship the Lord in spirit and in truth? How can you worship God? You can't worship God with instruments as men. Don't think you can worship God with your money. You cannot worship God with anything as a man. The only way you can worship God is to keep yourself in the spirit and in the truth. Do you know what the truth is? I am the truth.
Hallelujah.
Do you know what the spirit is? The Lord is the spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is saying maintain yourself in the Lord. That is the only way you can worship and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because when the Lord sees you, the Lord sees Himself. Hallelujah.
Yes.
The Lord sees His glory. Hallelujah.
Yes.
When the Lord sees you, He sees His own self. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
And He said what?
God.
That my glory will I not give to another. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Recognize that thing, that the prayer of Jesus is that they may realize that we are one. We are one with the Father. That is the prayer. Hallelujah. All along will be veiled. Amen. You see, we became liars as men. We started to speak falsehood. Amen. I talked to you about the serpent with the double tongue. Have you seen the serpent with the double tongue? When you look in the natural, you're actually seeing parables in motion. Hallelujah. Amen. If I look at a sister here and I see her eyes, I see her here, I can begin to get a spiritual message. Praise, hallelujah. I understand what the Lord is saying. Amen. There are certain things. You see, when you come to a realm in the spirit,
yes,
these things that you talk about lust and, you know, women, those things, you see, they are lower, those are, they are not sin, they are just carnality. It's just a lower level of living. That's all. Amen. And God is, nobody's after you, man. If you like to, you want to live that way, well, you can live that way and suffer that way. Praise God. Amen. Nobody's writing any book anywhere. You only just suffer until you come back to your senses. Amen. You know what happened to the prodigal son? He went about doing his own thing with harlots and living a righteous life. Amen. And he was just there until the day he came back to his senses. Pigs speak of carnality. Have you seen a pig rolling on the mud? Amen. When you see these things in natural, it's the spirit speaking. The pig speaks of a carnal nature, the natural, the terrestrial. And his prodigal son, the Bible says, he descended from the Father's presence and went to live among the pigs. That is in the ground, on the earth. And he was there until he came back to his senses. And when he came back to his senses, did the Father say, no, I don't want you back? No. He had learned his lesson, praise God. I bet if you tell the prodigal son, let us go back to the city, you tell him, no way. I don't want. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
That is how we are. We've been going around trying to survive, struggling here on earth, and, you know, looking up for all kinds of things, not knowing that everything that you ever need is already here in you.
Amen.
All that you need for your perfection and completeness is to know the I that I am. Is to know the mystery of who I am, which is the Christ in you. That is all. Because in Him you are what? You are complete. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In Him you are what?
Complete.
Don't let anybody deceive you. Hallelujah. your money or your wealth or your marriage or your whatever will never make you complete. What makes you complete is who I am.
Amen.
To know the truth. Hallelujah. Praise God. In the book of Jeremiah, he says that the Lord delights in one thing, that they may know this Lord. Hallelujah. That's all. That is the will of the Lord for every man. Amen. It's very important we understand these things. Hallelujah. Can we talk in the book of 1 Timothy, chapter 3? Amen. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. Praise God. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up into glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, this mystery of godliness, because the Bible says that there is nothing hidden that shall not be revealed. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, when we read those scriptures in the past, you know what we thought? It means that God will reveal all your secret girlfriends.
Yes.
And reveal all the lies you told, and he will reveal all the bad things you do in public. Amen. Praise God. And so some people are so busy with other people's business, revealing other people's secrets, you know. Hallelujah. But the thing that is being revealed today, the mystery that is being revealed today, is the mystery of godliness. God manifests in the flesh. Hallelujah. Now you need spiritual understanding. Amen. You need spiritual revelation to understand these letters. They're not ordinary letters. Paul was writing to spirit-filled Christians. Paul was not writing to somebody outside on the street. Timothy was a person who understood the mystery of the ages to come. Timothy was familiar with the language of Paul. That's why Paul could write him this letter.
Amen.
Great is the mystery of godliness. God is manifest in your flesh, in you.
Amen.
As you begin to awaken to this mystery, you begin to preach this mystery. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
You begin to preach this mystery. Hallelujah. Because it is life to those who find them.
Amen.
It is life to those who receive these words. Because when you receive these words, you are waking to the reality that you are the temple of God. You are what? The temple of God from eternity. Incorruptible. Immovable in the heavens. You are the embodiment of the living God. It has always been there. It never changed. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, the tabernacle of God. You know the tabernacle of God?
Yes.
The tabernacle of Moses. If you look at the structure of the tabernacle of Moses from the outside, it was just something covered with a very thick animal skin. Very ugly. You see, but when you pull out that layer, you could see a structure of gold. Pure gold. And all those things were temporal allegories to show us the mystery of ourselves. You see, when God told Moses to build the tabernacle, I'm going to show the tabernacle in one of these weeks. Praise God. When God told Moses to build the tabernacle, he was actually trying to teach us about ourselves.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Because we are the temple of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Within you is a temple that is not made with hands.
Yes.
Within you is a temple that is incorruptible, immortal, forever in the heavens.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And God dwells there. Hallelujah. But it has been hidden from our comprehension. That is why when Jesus Christ gave up the ghost, the Bible records that the veil that separated the holy place from the Holy of Holies was destroyed by invisible hands. The Holy of Holies was the room in the temple where God's presence was found. A thin veil. It was destroyed forever. God was saying today, now the mystery that was hidden in us has been unveiled forever.
Amen.
Great is the mystery of godliness. Hallelujah. God manifests in you. Hallelujah. You are not just what you thought you were. Amen. You are sons of what? Of God. Praise God. You are not born of flesh or blood. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what you've gone through, whether in health, in the body, in your experiences, in your relationships, these things don't change who you are.
Amen.
Amen. It doesn't matter how many times you misbehave as or make mistakes as a man, it does not change who you are. And let me tell you, God is not in the business of accusing any man. The Bible says God in Christ reconciling what? All men unto himself, not minding their trespasses. God is not interested. God is not involved with your affairs and what? As a man. When you go astray, you will suffer on your own. Man. But God has no hand in that. God does not curse. Are you listening, brethren? God does not curse. And you know the Old Testament, you have blessings and curses. And you know when Jesus Christ came on the scene, he said that it shall not be so. It shall not be an eye for an eye. It shall not be a tooth for a tooth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He was speaking from that which is from the beginning. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Jesus Christ came as the truth to annul that version of God that Moses presented to the world. And that version of God is what people still worship today in the churches.
Of course.
That is why you see people cursing each other. Somebody uses the Bible and says, well, you are my enemy. Who told you that is your enemy? He's my enemy. My enemies and the praise and the praise, my enemy. You are saying your enemy? Somebody that is in the image of God? James said that you bless with the same mouth and you curse with the same mouth somebody who is in the image and likeness of God. But somebody will say, but you don't know what he did to me. Who cares? Do you know what he did to Jesus? Who cares what he did to you or what she did to you? Do you know what they did to Jesus? Did Jesus curse them? What did he say? Father forgive them, but they did not. He knew the truth. He knew that they were brethren walking in darkness. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So God does not curse. Amen. I heard of a church somewhere in Torino. Somebody was telling me. And the church is growing fast now.
Very
big church. They say they go there to buy stones. And they say the man of God prays over the stone or something like that. And when he gives you the stone at midnight, you go and throw the stone, something like that. To kill your enemy. And somebody came to church the next day and said, somebody that has been harassing me all these years died. Oh, Jesus Christ. I said, God have mercy. God have mercy. Hallelujah. God have mercy. Hallelujah. Amen. We just have to begin to have our lives eyes on, you know, illumined to see the mystery of God. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Our eyes have to begin to be open to understand that God is above all, through all, and in us all. All. He didn't say some. He said all. We are one. One body, many members. When God said, let us make man in our image and likeness, that was you. You are that body. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So we have to confess, change our confession, the way we speak. Amen. If we begin to speak anyhow, we only just bring suffering and fear, unnecessary problems on ourselves. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's quickly turn to the book of 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4 verse 1. Are you there? Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they be of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Hereby know ye the spirit of God. Every spirit that what? Confesseth not that Christ is come where?
In the
flesh, is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist. Whereof you have heard, it should come. And even now it's already in the world. Because you are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Let's stop there. Greater is he that is where? Who is in you?
Christ.
I am the Father are
one.
I am God are
one.
The Father is in you.
Amen.
The Lord is in his temple.
Amen.
Let the people be silent.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Lord is in his temple. Let the people be silent. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Wonderful. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, you are beginning to see two spirits here. The spirit of the Antichrist and the spirit of
God.
Of God. Now, you see, people think that the spirit Antichrist is somebody that will come with a fork in the hand. Or in the Middle East. From the Middle East, will become an Arabian leader. You know, I've watched a lot of prophecy books. And people are expecting something to happen. But they don't know that the spirit of the Antichrist is simply the mentality of this age that denies the Christ within. That is why we suffer many things we suffer today. That's why you have wars, bitterness, hate, competition, hatred, bondages to the lusts of this world, because people are not recognizing the truth. The spirit of the Antichrist cannot understand the mystery of godliness. This mystery of godliness, what we preach? Amen? Hallelujah! You see, this is what you need. You don't need anybody to lay his hands on you. Amen? You don't need anybody to tell you do this or do that. What you need is people to tell you who you are. From there, the fruits will germinate. From there, you begin to prosper in new life. Amen? Church is not something that is organized religion. Church is not organized religion. Oh, hallelujah. At times, some of our orderliness as men is disorderliness before God. Amen. I tell you, the days will come when we come out here, and I tell you, somebody, I might not be the one, somebody will just come up here and take over the whole service.
Amen.
And you dare not stand up to talk because you know it's the Lord speaking.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! The days when we come, when you plan out your program and you come here and you don't discover it's another thing that will happen. And you just shut up and leave.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm just a servant of God. Amen. Just to preach the word of God, what the way God showed me. And to let people know the truth.
Amen.
Amen. After being servant and pastor, the reality comes that we are all brethren.
Amen.
Pastor will pass away.
Amen.
This Adam will pass away.
Amen.
Amen. But that one will remain forever.
Amen.
With his love and oneness.
Amen.
It's a wonderful thing.
Amen.
So you can see our confession matters a lot. You can see that the spirit that does not confess, that's the power of the tongue. Amen. Hallelujah. The spirit that does not confess the Christ, the spirit of the Antichrist, and that is the devil, and that is the liar that has been from the beginning. You will never meet a devil with a tail. Mark my word. The devil is a spirit of ignorance that covers the comprehension of men. Amen. You see the tongue of a serpent? Double tongue, double-mindedness. That means double-mindedness. When you say double-mindedness, there is God somewhere in the sky and there is man here. Man is a sinner. You know, all that kind of stuff. It means separation. But the Bible says the two shall be one. See, when you see anything that is preaching separation between man and God, that is the devil. And it's very, very attractive. It looks at humility. It looks at worship. Amen. Praise God. And what I tell you, I preach myself very arrogant. Who are you to claim that you are equal with God? Isn't that what they told Jesus?
Yes.
Who are you? The Bible says they killed him because he claimed to be equal with God. But Jesus Christ is saying that you are in him, you are equal with God. That's what he's saying. And it's very offensive to the natural mind. It's very offensive to the religious mind. You know, religion, it's a very wicked thing. That's why Jesus Christ says, if the light in you be darkness, how great is that darkness? It's a great darkness. Praise God. Hallelujah. We have to change our confession. Begin to confess that Christ in me. It doesn't mean I'll go out to the train station and I'll say that Christ is in me. No. That's not confession. Confession is in the mind. It starts now. Praise God. You are leaving this place today saying it's Christ. See, it's not a mature man. It's not a man. It's not a woman. It's not an ordinary man of the dust in this temple. But it's the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. Praise God. You begin to know yourself and reign in life and begin to enjoy life. Hallelujah. You are not poor. You are not sick. You are not weak. Hallelujah. Praise God. You are the glory of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Reject all that thing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, I have a daughter who was born with a complication at birth, and she's what they call autistic. Praise God. And you know, we prayed over it several times, and the Lord told me clearly, my son, she's okay. I've taken care of her. Preach what I told you. Leave that side. She's okay. Hallelujah. That's what God told me.
Thank you.
Amen. Because I don't bring her here because she's very, at times she can be restless. But we go out to restaurants. We travel with her to London. We go, you know. So what I'm trying to tell you is that you don't let any circumstance around you affect your glory. Stand your ground. Change your confession. Praise God. Reign in what? In life. Hallelujah. Reign in life right now. Praise God. It's very important we know this thing. Jesus Christ said one thing. He said that by your words, you shall be what? Justified. And by your words, you shall be condemned. God, Jesus Christ is saying God is not doing anything there.
Hallelujah.
Amen. If you confess yourself to be a mortal man of the dust, separate from God, right? So be it for you. As it is written, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. If you feel that you are a man of the dust, an ordinary creature of the dust, well, so is it for you. Amen. But if you can confess the Son of God in you, the Christ in you, what happens? You will reign in life. He said, by your words, you are justified. And by your words, you are what? Condemned. Adam said, I am afraid. I am naked. Did God tell him that?
No.
God never told Adam he was naked. God never told Adam he was a sinner. God never told Adam he was a poor man. Adam said he was poor. He was weak. He was sick. And God will not argue with you. But hallelujah.
Amen.
Very, very important. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So let us change the way we speak. Our confession opens the door for us. Hallelujah. Amen. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 19, verse 5. You know the Proverbs that we read? People think that Proverbs is a book of morality. Of don't do this or don't do that. And at times we think Christianity is about don't do this. Don't do that. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. I don't preach against anything. Amen. I don't see anything as a sin. Amen. Praise God. I feel like every man should awake to maturity in Christ and know for himself what is good or right. Amen. I cannot come and start to point to you that you are doing this or I'm peeping at you that guy is a sinner. But it's not my business. Amen. If you see other people's imperfection because you see yourself as imperfect. If you see yourself as perfect, you will see everybody else as perfect. Hallelujah. Accusers of the brethren. Hallelujah. Amen. Proverbs. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 5. A false witness. 19 verse 5. A false witness shall not what? Shall not be unpunished. And he that speaketh lies shall not escape. Have you heard this song? My soul has escaped like a bird out of the snare of the fowler. I'm sorry, please forgive me for that tone, but I was hoping somebody would pick it up there.
Yeah.
But everybody left me around. Hallelujah. It means my soul has escaped as what? As a bird out of the snare of the fowler. Do you know how you can escape out of the snare of the fowler? By speaking truth. See, he says that he that speaks a lie shall not escape. You shall continue to remain in your bondage as a man, in fear, in torment, going from pastor to pastor to lay his hands on you, from church to church. Now you have a new church in Torino, and I heard there's over 1,000 people there now, and some months ago there was one in Milan, and you know, it was very full, big, you know. They invited me many times. The person himself invited me, and I said, I laugh. I said, you don't know who they talk. He himself even confirmed, you know, that's a man. let me say something. So that's a friend, that somebody I love very much, and someone I really like him very much, you know. But just has to sit down and listen to the truth. That's all. Then the gift will now work in the light, not just anyhow. Praise God. Amen. So there was one in Milan, and everybody was going there. Now there's another one in Torino, and we discovered that the people are going to the one in Torino, Milan. Some of them will be going to the one in Torino. You see, they're always looking, going around, always hearing, but never coming to the knowledge of the truth. Praise God. And by the time they've deceived them and taken all their money from them, they now come back crying and abusing the man. But you want, that was what you wanted. You got what you wanted. Why are you angry? Amen. A sister called me some months later and was telling me, but you are like a family to me. Why didn't I advise her? I said, but that time if I talked to you, you would not have listened. Because she spent a lot of money on him. Amen. And you know, that kind of stuff. So let us understand, he that lies, speaketh lies, will not escape. Amen. You will not escape the bondages of the flesh, the bondages of the sinful nature, if you continue denying the Christ. We must all learn to say, I am. Amen. If you can just say, I am, you will discover that you are not alcoholic. You will discover that you are not a sex maniac. You will discover that, like, you don't need 700 wives like Solomon. You will discover that maybe you don't even need a wife. Somebody said, what do you say? you know, Paul says one thing, he says it's better not to marry. People don't quote that scripture. You know, Paul said so.
Yes.
Because Paul had realized that there's nothing you do in this world that has any eternal value. See, but if you see some people, the way they preach about marriage, as if it's something of God. Marriage is not a God thing. We have these unions and we do these things among ourselves, and it's nice, it's wonderful. We have a wonderful wife, you know. We it's a very good combination. It helps things. All these things work out, you know. But bear in mind that it does not complete you or make you less before God, whether you're married or not. Mark it down today. Don't let these people deceive you. Are you listening? Amen. Someday I'll preach about marriage and what marriage really means. Everybody's quiet. Amen. Amen. We just pursue things day and night, things that are not really no eternal value. Jesus Christ said one thing, that the things that are highly considered by men are what an abomination to God. Meaning that they don't have any meaning. Praise God. Hallelujah. And Jesus can also ask, blessed are those who are not offended by me. Because there are some things you will hear that will offend you. Things that you lay value on. See, a pastor the other day, you met him now, the pastor that came here. Someone I respect, but he's very much under the anointing now. He's very powerful now. He's on fire. That one that came to preach some weeks ago, he was a pastor from when he worked with my father. And he has been a pastor from when I knew. He was always too perfect. Too perfect. Perfect. In fact, just because he's a humble man, that's supposed to be a pastor by now. When this guy heard me preach, he called me one and said, everything that he has learned from his childhood is gone. This guy followed me for 1 year. Question after question. Message after message. Praise God. Why? He humbled himself and said that everything that he had was nonsense, rubbish. last December, they called him to become pastor of a church. He refused. So he doesn't want. I didn't tell him to, that was no personal, he was trying to say that he has no value. Praise God. So there are certain things that we hear that will just overthrow those things that you consider that were important in your life. Jesus Christ says, take no thought of your body, of your life. Take no thought of it. It has no, take, hold on to what eternal life. He said, when you pray, what do you pray for? What do you pray for? That thy kingdom come. It's a consciousness. The kingdom of God, that it come in you, that I might know him. That I might know the all power, the glory that is in me. That kingdom come in me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's what he was praying for. That's prayers. Now we spend hours and shouting and praying all night for different kind of things. And it's a waste of time. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So somebody say, but what of job? What of if it comes to a job, you know, I'm sure how many people here can tell me they know what job is? What I'm trying to tell you that when you walk with God, those other things, they will magnify. See, those are things that are you just Jesus Christ, he multiplied bread and he left that place. He didn't tell them to build a storehouse to put the bread inside for a rainy day. See, a donkey, he told them to bring a new donkey, which is a new Mercedes. And when the new donkey came, the Bible says after that he left it and went. You see, these things are not things that rule over you. You rule over them. You are the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. All things are under you for your dominion. Praise God. So you don't have to be like ordinary men. You are not men. Paul said that you are not what? You are not men. Hallelujah. The fullness of time has come, brethren. Let us enter into perfection. In the book of Galatians, it says that what? The law was a school teacher to bring us unto Christ. Hallelujah. He says, as long as you are a child, you cannot inherit. You cannot actually enjoy the goods of the Father. As long as you remain a baby Christian. Baby Christian is religion. It's following religion. Pastor, do it this way, do it that way. Amen. Hallelujah. That is religion. God wants to grow as a matured man and begin to accept this mystery today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The glory of the Father has come. The light has come. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Let us begin to confess truth. Amen. By the word of your mouth, you are what? You are justified. By the word of your mouth, you are condemned. Your confession today will now change.
Amen.
That it is no longer I, but Christ. Amen.
Amen.
And it's not a joking matter. Amen. You are not going to see any Jesus in the sky tomorrow. See, these are scriptures that have been misinterpreted. There is no Jesus Christ coming in the sky tomorrow. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says it clearly that if we have known Jesus after the flesh, we do not know him no more after that manner. After the spirit. Amen. Neither do I know you. At times, you know, when we are together, at times we still have some small things, you know. But you have to be strong and overcome this and move on.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. I can't know Brother Collins anymore after the flesh. I have to know Brother Collins the way God knows him.
Amen.
I can't know Brother Urulu after the flesh. I have to know him the way God knows him. Otherwise, I'm walking in darkness.
Yes.
That's darkness. Henceforth do I know no man after the flesh. You see, Paul was changing his confession.
Amen.
He was changing the way he spoke. Amen. This same Paul that was killing the Christians over the years, what happened? His mindset had now changed.
Yes.
Amen. The mindset and the tongue changes. This same Paul that was killing people, now we say that this is the body of the Lord. Henceforth do I know no man after the flesh, but after the
spirit.
How many spirits is there?
One spirit.
That's one spirit. You see the coded language? But the flesh, there are many flesh.
Yes.
Many colors, many opinions, many diverse fleshes. Amen. But there's one spirit, and the Lord is the spirit. Hallelujah. And the Lord is my life. The Bible says when he appears, we appear with him. Right now, as we're hearing the message and we are awakening, is the Lord appearing. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's a wonderful thing, man. You know, if you open your eyes in the spirit, you hear angels. They say, man, speak it up, man. Hallelujah. Praise God. So let us change our tongue. No more speaking the lie, but speaking the truth. Amen. The light has come and the fullness of time has come. Praise God. Let us walk in this light. Can we stand up, brethren?
Amen.